on prom night. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So the one-armed man won the butter contest.
Butter?
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave, which, Walt, may be one of the shortest editions ever. I am feeling like shit, but I came anyway.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I got a really bad headache in my stomach. I'm getting like stomach cramps and nausea and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Don't have COVID. Nah, I don't want any COVID. I took stuff.
Pepto. You want any more?
Yeah, take more. Nah, I took enough stuff.
You should have. Yeah, we could have called it.
I know, but I like to keep regular. Like, if I don't have something to do at least once a week, I start to go a little crazy, so... Hopefully I don't projectile vomit all over the good enough Sunday Jeff to come visit us. Thank you, Sunday.
No problem. My pleasure.
We got a Q in a far-off land. I don't know where he went, but we are going to try to call him. I don't know if it's going to work. Let's give him a call.
Everyone's going to need headphones?
Yeah, if he picks up. I don't hear him.
Please leave your message for...
Must be 3 a.m. over there.
Yep, right to voicemail. All right, so we're not going to talk to Q. No headphones necessary. Oh boy. I texted him ahead of time, but I guess he's doing something. He's doing some kind of acting role. That's how much I'll say.
Secret?
I don't know. He didn't say it was secret, but he didn't say it wasn't secret, so I'd rather not expose any of it. We'll see. I went to Vegas.
Ah, my kind of town.
I wish I was more of a guy that could come back with stories of like, you're not going to believe this shit. Instead of like,
well, you got to make your stories. You can't sit around and make waiting for those stories.
Yeah, look for trouble.
Yeah, you got to get up on the top of the tallest building and scream that you're going to jump or something, and you know, just for content. You know,
I think you might be right to tell you the truth because nothing else was happening.
He really did jump.
Yeah, he jumped after all for content. He did it for content. The most exciting thing happened, and I wasn't even there yet. There was the whole problem with United Airlines, right?
Newark
Airport and all this shit.
Right now
and they're losing contact on radar, and the airport is packed.
Dude,
and all this
dude
other
I'm going to tell you right now, I think Newark went to shit the very first fucking day that you stopped working there, Jeff.
I had nothing to do with traffic control.
But I know. But if you were working there, I know that shit would be up to snuff.
A lot of the systems are outdated,
it would be tight,
man.
Like just, a fucking bow tie.
I mean, it's such a busy airport now. It's a lot of the stuff's outdated, I'm sure. It's just – and they're shorthanded in air traffic controllers.
Would you
– I wanted to be air traffic control before all that stuff.
You think you could handle the high pressure and the,
sure.
the anxiety and the absolute, like, you can't fuck up?
Well, I mean – you can make mistakes. You just got to fix them real quick. That's all. I mean, there's plenty of that kind of stuff that happens. I mean, you know, but
they were saying that like when the radar went dark, some air traffic controllers left because of trauma leave because they were so
screwed up by it. I think it's a real short shifts they work too. I mean, it's like like 20 minutes and then they're a break and then they because you're just eyes, you're just looking at
sounds
so
like
much
the job for me.
You know. You're looking at so much stuff.
20-minute shifts?
I don't know if that's it. They don't work like long periods of time because they're constantly looking at monitors all the time. And, you got to be kind of like
– You know, Gidim, I don't think, has left. He's had a 48-plus hour shift, right? You haven't gone home yet. So he's like that. He's putting those fucking flight of – what are they called?
Those air traffic controllers.
Air traffic controllers. Yeah. It's a shame. They should look at him and be like, damn.
Yeah, I mean
– how do you put in 48 hours straight?
If you were flying, would you want him – would you want get him to be air traffic controller? This way, like, 0265, heavy, what's going on up there? Like,
How you stinking?
Yeah. Is that what you want? I don't think that's what – I'll watch this Deep Space Nine. I don't get Deep Space Nine on this monitor. Yeah, it's a tough job. I, you know, special person to do that kind of stuff.
Turned out, though, it was maybe one of the best experiences I've ever had in an airport. There was two people ahead of us in security, right to the flight. The flight was on time. We got there an hour early.
Yeah, see? So what's the problem?
And then on the way back, same deal. We got in like 20 minutes early, but like no wait at the airport, nothing. Like when we got into Newark, it was fine. So I don't know if it's overblown or it was just those moments or what was going on.
The last couple times that I flew out of Newark, everything was fine. I flew JetBlue, I flew Spirit, and I flew United, and you know, all of them left, departed. I tell you what, it's I don't know what time you left. What time did you leave?
I left. What time was it? 9? I think 9 in the morning we left.
What
nine.
Day was it on?
It was on a Thursday.
I left on a Sunday, and I tell you, if I tell you the security,
do you only fly in Sundays because of your Sunday, Jeff. They only left.
No, it's just you happen to be.
Well, it's just your name is Sunday.
A lot of times the flights could be cheaper depending on what time you leave, like what day you come back. You know, yeah, they let me go in. It's like, oh, they pull the rope out. You don't even have to go to security, but the security there, it was so busy that they stop you going up the escalators. Did you fly United?
Yeah.
United only has the one area where you got to go up in Terminal C. And it's just like, oh, I thought I was going to miss the flight. I mean, they stopped. I was waiting in zigzags down at the concourse level before I even went up the escalators. And then you had the zigzag up there. I'm like, I go up to the guys like, man, I got to rebook my flight. I was like, he's like, what time's your flight? It's like 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's like, oh, you make it. I was like, really? He was right, though. I didn't make the flight. Yeah, we did get through security. But, man, it was – that's why I like flying out of JFK sometimes better. They have the dogs, so you don't have to take your shoes off. You just walk down. The dog sniffs you, and that's it. You don't even have to take your shoes off.
You don't have pre-check?
That slows everything. No, I didn't have pre-check. No.
I want to get Teddy a job at the airport sniffing people.
He's pretty good at it. The second I came in, he started sniffing me.
Why don't you sniffing that?
Me right now.
Now, I don't know if he could find drugs, but – yeah, you know. He will sniff you up and down, though. He'll give you the once over.
then everybody's a suspect.
Is that what they're looking for? Just drugs, or are they looking for guns? Too,
I think
right?
what they're trained, I guess, to look
for
whatever.
Bombs and shit.
I mean,
like gunpowder smelling shit.
Yeah, I'm sure they're trained to do a lot of different stuff. When I was,
I rarely see them though. I don't see dogs in airports that frequently.
At the airport though, when I would come in, our break room was in when I was working for SAS and the international terminal. For me to go to the break room, you could see like where they were bringing the baggage up, and they would have customs, and they have the dog actually walk on the belt, smelling each bag that's going up the conveyor belt. Yeah, so they're on the ball, I guess.
I just saw a girl, a young girl, like in her early 20s, that got busted for trafficking drugs. I think over in Thailand. It's like one of those things, like.
Who would do that?
Why would you anymore? Like, yeah, unless you're forced into it.
Yeah, in this day and age, how do you think you're like, do you think they're going to check my suitcase going on this flight? You're out of your mind. They check everything.
Did you see that guy? Everything. He had a bunch of little pellets of coke sewed into his what's it called?
Scalp?
His hairpiece, you know, the
toupee.
Yes.
They found that, huh?
The toupee. Yeah, they found it. Yeah, I guess it just looked a little bit weird. He looked a little bit bumpy.
That's crazy. Like you have balls to be like, man, you know what? Let me just tie the drugs in my head. They'll never know.
Yeah, well, you can't put them under a hat because they make you take that off. But a toupee, I don't think there's any FAA rules against wearing a toupee.
Yeah. It was good, though. I had a good time over there.
Yeah, well, the main action happened before I got there. It was we were going there for a dual purpose. We were going there for a podcast festival and to visit her parents who live in Vegas. And before I even got to the podcast festival, I saw a video of one of the attendees was arguing with another attendee. And the first attendee was being accused of being a troll. That's where it started out.
Right out the gate.
Right out of the gate, yeah. She's like, it's a woman talking to a guy, you know, a woman who's looks like she's in her 50s, which was surprising that she then did this. Talking to a guy like maybe in his 30s, and they're going back and forth about – she thinks that he's not only is he trolling her, but he has like three other accounts that are also trolling her, so like he won't leave her alone. So she's very serious in this video where, like, you know, he's taking the video. And for some reason, she was like, you know, I have a concealed carry, right? And he's like, says, no.
She's saying I got a gun?
She's saying I have a gun on me in a casino. She's in the casino where this is happening. And like, this makes the whole event sound so ghetto that like, this is the kind of, like, this is the only thing that happened the entire weekend that would be
you can carry
considered
out,
out of ordinary. I guess so, but I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to carry in casinos.
Well, I know you definitely can't go down Fremont Street anymore. They put all that security now. You got to go through metal detectors after a certain hour. But I mean, I've been there multiple times. I haven't seen anybody like open, like where I see it. Like when I was in Carolina, I see people riding bike, you know, like riding motorcycles. You see the holster on the side driving down the highway. It's like Mad Max times.
Yeah. So that was the big thing that happened on Thursday. We got in Thursday night or Thursday late, early afternoon. And, I gotta say, like the podcast fest was very smooth. You know, it was a long, long day. Yeah, no hitches after that. Long day, but there was a butter eating contest that Mary Beth joined.
Butter?
Yeah, like a stick of butter, which I thought was disgusting. It was, it's just like it's
tough. What do you win, though?
You would have won $250 if you could eat a stick of butter before everybody else. And there were probably maybe one or two females and maybe four males in it.
You don't like butter, son?
Not a stick of it.
Butter makes everything better. Mashed potatoes
it doesn't make that. It makes everything hot, just like greasy and a normal dose, not a whole stick of butter. It's like nasty. It's like a big thing of solidified salty mucus. It's just disgusting.
You're gonna ruin butter for everybody.
A little bit, a little butter. Supposed to be eating a fucking stick of butter.
They thought I was gonna do it, and I was like, no way am I gonna
did
try
she
to
eat
do
it
a stick
did
of
she
butter.
Do it?
She tried.
Yeah, see,
she tried. She was really like, she thought she went into it thinking she was gonna win.
Where do these people find this confidence from? Like this like there's a I see so much of it online. I see so much of it around me.
It's the younger generation,
this,
dude.
Like, where
they're unstoppable.
Have this ridiculous, unrealistic confidence. Where does it come from?
I don't know. I think they had different parents than maybe our generation. Like my parents would have been like, "You can't do it. You'll never win." Where like these younger kids,
you
are like,
shouldn't do it. It's not worth winning.
You're gonna get sick.
He doesn't eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You wanted me to stick a butter.
Yeah, the confidence I was surprised by too. I was like, if you think so, but at first I thought it was her versus one other girl. So I was like, all right, maybe she will win. She's got a 50-50 chance. But then it turned out there were a bunch of guys in there too. And one of them, and this was the most embarrassing part. The guy who won was a one-armed dude. So not only did he have to unwrap the butter with only one hand, which would take a lot longer than unwrapping with two hands, he then had to scarf it down, which he did. So the one-armed man won the butter contest. Mary Beth wasn't even close. She was like, still had like 3/4 of her stick of butter left.
I'm surprised she just doesn't like cut it in half and just try to swallow it.
I think I'd eat like a candy
bar. Without chewing it.
Without chewing, that's what I need. Like her up there, which is like that's what the other girl said. She was like, you know, you try to eat it, but it's just so congealed that it doesn't slide down easily like you would think
I
it might.
It would just go down.
That's what I thought too, like all buttery and oily and shit.
Yeah, it would just slide you down your gullet like a,
it's
like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, but not the case, no. So we did that. We went to the podcast fest. It was a long day.
How many days were you out? Did you stay for a week?
We were there from Thursday, and then we came back on Tuesday. So we were there for a good couple of days. We played bingo, which I don't think I've ever felt more uninvolved in a game in my life. It was at this place called The Plaza, and it's like they bill it as like, this ain't your grandma's bingo. Like, this is bingo for 2025 and blah, blah, blah. And what
high
it is.
High stakes bingo.
Oh, they can be high stakes.
Yeah, sure.
You chuckle, but they're.
Yeah, I know.
My wife has won bingo on the cruise, and it ain't no money to chuckle at Sunday.
Dude, I was 2 squares away from winning $5,000.
Yeah, so, that's high stakes.
Yeah.
You won? You won $5,000?
She won $1,000 playing bingo.
Not enough to pay for that car yet.
Mary Beth won $36. But the weird thing about it was it's in this huge room with all these fluorescent lights and there's tons of computer screens. So what you do is you buy your cards up front and your cards are then loaded onto this computer screen. And then you go and you sit down in front of it, and they call the number, and you don't press anything.
Oh, it automatically does it.
Does it for you. So you literally just sit there.
Can't fuck
and,
up
and,
then,
and hope to win. You can't fuck it up.
You could play the old-fashioned way, though.
You can, yes. Yeah, you can.
If you choose to, then you're more involved.
A couple of my friends chose to. You should have seen them. There was like no way they could keep up. They had like 39 cards, and they were just going too fast. And the other thing was, it is your grandmother's bingo because you weren't allowed to talk. Because, like, you know, you have all the automatic people. It doesn't matter to them if people are talking, but the people who are, you know – doing the
– Oh, the daubers?
The old school daubers, yeah. They can't hear as well, so you're supposed to be quiet the whole time.
It was
not, I don't know, fun, I guess.
Well, if you would have won, it would have been fun. I'm sure the story would have been a lot different.
Fucking amazing if I won, yeah.
He's two squares away, he said. Yeah. From what, $35? Get the phone.
Yeah, there were a couple of people who won. Like Mary Beth won $36. A couple people won 100, and then the one lady won 5,000. That was like the big money prize.
I guess it depends on how many play. I mean, obviously, the more people that play, the bigger the pots are, correct? Yeah. I would think so. Yeah. So
right.
You're on a cruise ship, there's probably a lot of people playing.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to win on a cruise ship. There's like hundreds of people.
Apparently not.
Well, I mean, that's the first time. I've been on a couple
But your wife
cruises.
Has that luck, man.
Yeah, it's like she's got a leprechaun on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, look, she's constantly winning at life. She married me. I was like, she became Irish the day she married me, when that leprechaun left my shoulder and went to hers.
I think the leprechaun left something else. Here we go.
That was Vegas. I wanted to go to the Atomic Museum, but like she had relatives.
Oh, I had a blast there.
Oh, you went?
Yeah.
I really wanted to go, and she had relatives that were there, so we had to visit with them. It's turned out to be a lot of relative visiting rather than
– Yeah.
The Sphere didn't have any music either.
That I didn't go to because it was like the event or their the show there. It's pretty expensive to go for just like the regular – it's almost
it was
like,
over
like soaring at like Disney, I guess. But it's got like – 45 minutes, an hour, and then there's like some kind of other stuff that you do beforehand. They have like all these kind of like robotics or whatever. I mean, I saw some YouTube videos of it, but I passed on it, and I did see the Atomic Museum. It's interesting though.
Mm-hmm.
They have twice a year that they – I was trying to plan it out that you could actually go to the test sites.
Oh, where it's still irradiated,
right? Yeah, you could all see like the Sundance Crater and all the Apple House.
Do you have to wear any special clothing?
No, I mean, it's not – I mean, there's still radioactive, you know.
And you would take a chance on that?
It's not to where it's going to affect you. You're not there for long periods of time.
What if it affects your testing?
I don't think anything could affect – well, it doesn't really matter at this point in my life. I mean, at 50, I'm not going to – so my kids will be glowing. So, I mean, I don't think I'm going to have any kids at this age. But, you know, it's just – I think it's pretty interesting to sit there and see that, you know, where you're doing all the testing.
I don't want no part of that, man. I don't want to be anywhere near
radioactivity.
Yeah,
you're not going
to
be in, you know, right on top of anything, you know. So it's
– I'll stay on the
script. I would think it was pretty cool, but – The only – you can't take pictures.
You can't take pictures.
No, it's a bush. It's still probably, you know, certain stuff might be classified. They don't want certain stuff.
But they should – but they run tourist fucking classified.
It is weird you can't take pictures.
You're still on a base. You're still on some kind of establishment. You know, you're not just like, you know, just in on – just like any regular place. You're still going through some kind of federal –
It's still basically like a tourist trap though. It's at the end of the day, it's a tourist trap. If they're running people through it, bus trips, and you can't take photos.
Yeah, can't bring you can't have a cell phone.
Can you bring food with you in a picnic?
I think they did say something with food, but you can't really bring
at the site. You mean like at the irradiated site?
Yeah, I mean I don't know why, but there's a whole set of rules or whatever. But they weren't doing it for some reason. They closed all the tours for some reason.
So did they confiscate your phone?
No, I never went on. I never was able to get it. I was trying to time it because it's got to be like months before, you know, before you actually go and see it. But, you know, I find that stuff pretty interesting.
I would sneak a photo if I could.
Yeah, be like,
yeah.
Of anything, just to say you did it.
He's a rebel, this fucking guy, every time. That's why I never did any returns.
I remember I took my daughter Alicia to see a concert at the Stone Pony. I think the little girl's name was Lights, and she was just this little tiny 20-something-year-old, and she had a little meet and greet after the concert, and her big, gigantic bodyguard was like, no pictures. And Alicia was so heartbroken, and I whispered to her in line, I was like,
I'll get
don't
a picture.
Worry, I said.
I know Peter Parker.
You go up there. I said, I'll get a photo. And she goes, no, don't make it. Don't do it. And I was like, trust me. I said, he'll never know. So she gets up there and then she's talking and I take my phone out and I slow, so fucking slowly. And then I'm looking around. I see someone look at me. So I turn around and I pretend I'm scrolling on something. I was like, oh, I got to win this eBay auction. I say out loud just to make it look like I'm doing something.
Cha-ching. And then I with his eyes, the phone's upside down.
So I go to take the picture. I hear, sir, put your phone away, sir.
Oh, boy.
And I look up. And it is a massive man, you know, who very intimidating. And it's like, you're not allowed to take pictures. And I was like, I wasn't taking a picture. Yes, you were. I go, I wasn't taking a picture. And at least I'm just covering her face. And I'm just like, I go look at my phone. I wasn't able to take a picture. I did get a picture, but it was of just my foot.
Here it is. I got it. You can at least say I was there.
Yeah, but she was not happy. She said, I told you not to do it. And I was just
kicked
like,
out. I don't know why, though. What is that? A lot of concerts now, I saw when I went to see Kevin Hart. They make you lock up your phones. I mean, maybe because
they don't want the video being online. They don't want the material out there for other people because it's like if it's on YouTube, then everybody hears it and they're like, oh, well, why would I go see Kevin Hart? Yeah. They did the same thing when I went to see Louis C.K. They took everybody's phones.
But even when I saw Count Basie, when I saw William Shatner, they wouldn't let us take pictures.
I believe it's because they don't want pictures online of unflattering angles. You know, they just don't want to – because you get a 99-year-old man and you don't get the right angle, you look like you're posing with a corpse.
Dude, I have some pictures of a 57-year-old man. And the same applies.
They put a mirror underneath my nose when I was on the plane.
And I think that's what happened with the girl that she does – she was probably so self-conscious about the pictures.
But I'm saying she's young, wasn't she?
She was 20 – yeah, I think that's even worse. She's like of the internet age. Yeah. So she's like, I want to control any picture that gets
all
out of me.
Imperfections and stuff like
so
that.
So she was like, no pictures and – I would have fucking had it just if I was just a little bit quicker with my fingers.
It's so weird though. I mean, you could be just out in public and somebody could snap a picture of you. So really you're in a place where you're at an event. So obviously, you know, you're dressed up, you got makeup on, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that in any place, that's the place that you want to have a picture taken, right? Rather than being just coming out of a grocery store. Right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's also for time constraints that she's like, if I take a picture of everybody, I'll be here all night.
Was it a crowded show? That.
It was a pretty crowded show.
Yeah. But like you said, like either, you know, you charge for a photograph or you just be like sitting on as they're going up to meet him. You snap it on as they're taking a picture and then let the next person.
She was really sweet. She was really nice and she was very kind to all the people that wanted to talk to her. But, you know, man, I was like, fuck, man, if I just it's a little bit quicker. If I'd come with somebody else, if I went with Get Him, I would have been like, make a diversion.
Fake a heart attack.
You get up now. Get him.
Quick, eat the stick of butter.
He'll pop right up. You don't need a defibrillator. It's like Popeye with spinach. Gout's back, buddy. That's it? That's all you did out there?
Yeah, and hung around with her parents, went out to eat, a lot.
Some good restaurants out there.
Went down to the strip. I was looking for a certain place called the Court Carousel or Carousel Court or something. Once we got down there, I just couldn't find it. So I was like, fuck it. Turned around, went back.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. The last time I was out, I told you I was going to do that escape room. They have the sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Room.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't do that. We just ran out of time. I really wanted to do it. But it sucks. You got to do it with multiple people. I mean, if you do it with like the smallest group, I think you can do it with four. And it's like it's pretty expensive. It's pretty pricey. But it looks like you're walking on it. It looked pretty cool. After our escape room, I was all ready for it.
I looked around for a Flanagan-style blackjack table. Couldn't find it, though. The least I could find was $3 minimums.
Video?
That's not bad.
That's not too bad. What did you find? One?
Oh, I found one. I found a quarter one.
A quarter one? Really?
Or a penny one.
You're talking digital.
Oh, boy.
You're not finding a $3 blackjack.
I think I found a penny one, which is really fucked up. Like, you could spend hours playing for a penny a hand.
That's like the senior citizen arcades and stuff. They got like, hey, bring me some coffee. Everybody's, why is everybody got walkers in here?
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely.
You're not
jam-packed.
Too far from that.
Yeah, so I lost $50 on that. Mary Beth lost $100 on bubble craps.
Like nothing. I mean, it's crazy what you see people.
I saw people throwing some big money out on tables and you know, varying between excited and crestfallen.
I went to the last time I was at a casino only a couple of weeks ago. It was fucking nuts. I didn't realize what I was doing. It was a new kind of machine, and it didn't. I put in my I had a $100 bill. I put it in, and I didn't realize that I had bet $50.
Yeah. Sometimes they're so sensitive, you hit the button. You'd be
and
just
I didn't
like,
realize
what the
it.
Fuck happened to my money already?
No, and I won. The first hand was a $50, nice. And I won. And I looked at my winnings, and I was just like, "Holy shit, this machine's broken!" I said, "I put in five, and it fucking gave me $100 back." So I did it again.
Dad broke my hair,
and I won again. Two $50 hands in a row.
Wow.
But I didn't realize it still. I thought it was right. – I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was like, this can't be right. And then I proceeded to lose it all. And I realized, holy shit, I was betting 50.
It's a good thing your eyes ain't that good. What's going on?
I could have doubled my money in two hands and walked away, which was always my goal.
I can't sit at those tables, man. They're just too pricey.
No, this was a digital one.
Yeah, but even the digital ones could go – I mean, how much are you betting on? I think they're a dollar. I think the lowest you can go is a dollar.
Yeah. Well, no, I found one that was a penny.
In AC?
No, it was in New York, upstate New York.
Yeah, you're not finding a penny in AC.
No.
It's too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of over it now. I'm kind of.
Yeah, you're recouped.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more gambling for you when you go?
No, I kind of walked away after that. I was like,
selling copies of Carney at the fucking pawn shop.
Something I was supposed to do last week that I neglected to do because I thought it was happening this week was, were you aware that, you know, Lindsay Dixon?
Yeah, but I want to say we should be dedicating this episode to her.
I think so, too. And maybe the next couple.
Maybe the rest of the year. Because, she tell everybody, tell Sunday what she did, this heroic. Yeah. I mean, like, this is no joke.
No.
This shit's fucking solid. I mean, this is more than solid.
It's more than
the most solid thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's the kind of thing that you sit back and you're like, is she fucking crazy? I would never do this. Lindsay Dixon, who's a listener, longtime listener, 13%er, has the tattoo to prove it. She donated a kidney to, you know, Chuck?
Yeah, he knows Chuck.
You know Chuck, right? Mm-hmm. Chuck's mom, who I guess they found back that they matched or were compatible or whatever. So Chuck's mom.
Sunday's face, like he can't compute it.
Yeah.
And Lindsay used to date Chuck a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's not even a relative, though. I mean, it's like not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why it's like, this is like the most selfless act I've ever heard.
Is this the one that moved to Canada?
Chuck?
No.
Lindsay? Yeah. No, she lives in Maryland.
There's another Lindsay I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But this Lindsay, she went up to Rhode Island and they did their thing and she got her kidney out, popped it in Chuck's mom.
No, she's doing good?
It's all good. I think so. Well, Lindsay's doing good. I know that much because I texted with her, and she's doing fine. But
I mean, we talk about like, hey, we're going to help people. Like, let's do a fucking podcast and
let's sit there and talk for an hour.
Yeah, like, this shit is absolutely super heroic. Like, how do you – I don't know how you pay that. Like, I don't know how you can say thank you enough. Like, it's – You can't.
You're like, how do you not feel like I owe this person forever? No matter what they need, I got to be there. Yeah, I got to be there.
Yeah,
you do owe me, right? Yeah.
It's a risk, man. I mean, it's definitely a risk.
What's the risk?
Well, it's still a surgical procedure. I mean, it's a risk for both people.
Well, I think his mom probably was like, it was worth the risk.
No, what I'm saying, though, is like, I mean, you can have complications from a surgery. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a risk.
That's
why most people don't do it. You're right. So, and there's only special heroes that are willing to, you know, put their bodies at risk for another human being. It's worthy. It's more than worthy of having this episode.
Yeah, saving a life.
To her.
I mean, obviously,
to Lindsay,
she's, you know, obviously it was dire straits if she needed to have that done. Yeah. And usually it's a long time to wait for donors too. So it was, you know, that she happened to be the same
blood
same type
it was
and everything
a
else.
Blood type,
is,
I think they had both a very rare, like O positive
pretty,
or something.
Pretty good. That you could get something that
she,
quick.
I guess I hope you know we're going to forget though. To dedicate the next one and the one after that and the one after that. So,
so if we should just say in perpetuity for the rest of the year, this way we don't have to remember.
Yeah, I mean, are you an organ donor? I'm sure you're not an organ donor, right?
Am I? What makes you say that?
With such conviction, he said it too.
Bastard!
Just answer the question.
He wrote you off.
I want to know why you would even think that.
I just I don't know.
What makes you say that out loud?
Just because you're just like, you wouldn't really go to doctors for anything. So I don't think you're really concerned about, like, you're not taking anything from me. So I know my answer. You know, whoever found his license in his car, just let me know if it was an organ donor in the back.
What about you, Sunday? You an organ donor?
I am not.
No, why not?
No, I don't know. It's just
you heard the lure. That if you're in a very bad accident, that the paramedics might not try to save you. They might not be so. Oh,
is that a thing? True, huh?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
They're in it for
heard.
The money. No, they're in the spare parts.
That they won't try to save you because, if you're almost too far gone, they're like, oh, well, we can use all these spare parts if they're an organ donor.
But what if you are? They're going to let they would still do the same thing though, right? Would it really matter?
But that's what I would assume, but this is what I've heard.
Can we write up some paperwork like real quick and get it notarized across the hall? Where like if you go before me, I can have your arms because I want a pair of guns, B.
Do you?
I want a pair of Sunday guns.
Walk around like an ape and shit where you can just like put your knuckles on the floor. You don't have
to. Okay, well, your arms aren't that long. I don't think they're that much longer than mine. But yeah, I want to be able to wear a tank top this summer.
You know, you have to do things.
Of course, I'll be a mourning if you're not around. But at least I'll be.
He's up there flexing over my casket and shit. Look at this guy. He's like flexing and stuff. But you know, you have to do work to keep them up like that. You know, right? That's the other thing. So they might as well just stay on me because they're going to look all decrepit anyways. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to do that. So I'll get a week out of them and this will be good.
I'll take your eyes too. I don't know. You know, you wear glasses though. Maybe your eyes might be worse
than
mine.
But what my eyes are for close up.
You know. I still got to wear glasses. So maybe I'll just take the
whole, just long distance.
Let me just pick through it like a thrift store.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll take that.
Check off what I can have.
Nah, he can leave that in, Nick. Yeah. You can leave that on him.
Don't take his brain. Definitely don't want that brain. That'd be normal.
Yeah, I just imagine him in the casket with like his arms folded, but it's just his sleeves folded across his chest.
It's like two of those thin skeleton hands that you use for
But yeah, I believe she's still recuperating in the hospital.
Quick recovery for both. And they're up and running around and living life.
This is like the other day. Right? Yeah,
really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's no joke, man. That is some impressive shit. Like somebody, it was so awkward. Somebody bought something from the eBay store for TSD related, and they sent me an email saying how happy they were with it, and the name was Lindsay. And so I wrote this whole thing back like, oh, wow. I go, I can't believe you're commenting on this, you know, after what you just went through. And I go, and I went into it. I was like, this shit is fucking amazing. Like, you are a superhero, yada, yada, yada. Usually I don't do that. And then I get an email back and like, I don't think I'm the Lindsay that you think I am. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, you're all superheroes. Don't worry about it.
Well, that was because you bought that fucking print, I said. You know, that's what I was going on.
I didn't have Sunday's eyes. Dialing the wrong number.
Yeah, I tried to play it off and I didn't make a mistake. I was just telling her how awesome she was for buying a TSD item on eBay.
By the way, you got a kidney?
34 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead, you'll never know what was just cut out. Instead, I'll read to you from my copy here, Sunday Jeff. Guys, let's talk about the real MVP of your wardrobe, the one thing that should never let you down, your underwear. And if you're anything like me, it's time for an upgrade. No, you already wear MeUndies, so I'm not upgrading shit. As I did with the Ultra Modal, that's how they're it's finally It's finally confirmed. It says ultramodal is pronounced ultramodal.
I already knew that.
Yeah, you've been saying it for years, but for some reason,
for decades.
Yeah, but for some reason they specified it on this copy. Other people probably fucking it up. The ball caddy is really a perfect way to describe how these feel. Soft Sunday, Jeff.
They are soft.
I do not have a ball caddy, so I can't really speak from experience. But they're saying that these game-changing briefs are designed for next-level support. No squishing, no sticking, just pure cloud-like comfort. Has style for everyone. MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt with over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps to our special pouch underwear called ball caddy that keeps you from bat-winging ever again. MeUndies signature softer than soft ultra modal fabric is breathable, stretchy, no so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. Problem free philosophy. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. So slide into game changing comfort with MeUndies. Support the show by going to MeUndies.com/TESD and using the code TESD to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. That's MeUndies.com/TESD. Code TESD for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the inside out. We love MeUndies. That's no secret. We've been very vocal about that over the years. And the other thing we love, Sunday Jeff, we love boners. Who doesn't love a boner? You love having them. You love getting them. Everybody loves a boner. And you can get better boners with Blue Chew and have better sex with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off. You'll have to move towns with the amount of noise you'll be making. Chew Blue Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it and get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive the prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And the best part is it's all done online, Sunday. That means you don't got to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to have that awkward conversation. And there's no waiting in line at the pharmacy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get more horsepower. This is a real comment someone had about Blue Chew. I cut diamonds with my tip, dude. Was that you? Did you write that in?
I did.
I knew it. there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help you give you confidence where it counts, in that bedroom. So make life easier by getting harder and discovering your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code TESD. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. All right. That's it for the spots this week. Now we can talk about, let's see here, what do I got? Sage going prom dress shopping today.
When is prom?
It's in a week.
In a week?
Yeah. Doesn't have a date, though. She's going stag.
It's okay. I think a lot of kids go.
Stag.
Yeah, they go in like groups. Like my daughter went with a bunch of different people.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sage is going with her friend, her female friend, and her male friend.
As long as they have a good time. That's the only thing. You know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Different when we were going.
Much different, yeah.
Why do you say it that with that boyish little devilish grin? Why do you say that? Did you see that grin? He was thinking back to his, what happened on prime night Sunday. What happened?
You know, Did it happen? Little of this. Of course it happens. It's prom, buddy.
Why are you saying that in front of Bri?
Why?
Now you're telling him it's going to happen.
It's different. Yeah. That's different then.
Now I got to put the kibosh on it.
You know, it's like a chastity belt. That's a long time ago. Things are different. Things are different.
Yeah, that was back in the 80s,
I mean,
right?
Usually back when we went, I mean, I don't know anybody that went, at least at my school, I don't remember anybody going single or going with multiple groups.
We're going
like now,
sober.
It's like they all, you know, like I said, my daughter went with a bunch of different, they all went in groups. They all sat in groups. Obviously there was boyfriend, girlfriend or couples, but it's not like that.
Did you tell her about your prom night or you're like, no?
No. I'm like him, you know? It's like, don't get me worried.
I got to know what happened on your prom night. But you're smiling from ear to ear.
But it happened. It doesn't matter anyways. It happened well before prom anyways. It's just a recap. It doesn't matter anyways. It's well in the past.
Okay.
I got in big trouble on senior prom night. I had a girlfriend and we took a limo with another couple. And I mildly suggested some soft swapping, and everybody got mad at me. Yeah, so it didn't happen, and the rest of the night was kind of like
doing this. Yeah, limos, man. Remember, everybody had to buy like rent a limo.
Yeah.
I didn't rent no limo.
What'd you drive?
My friend, this guy I knew, he actually had a Lincoln Town Car, so I borrowed this Lincoln Town Car for the one prom.
Yeah, wow, that's a bitch to drive, right? Isn't that?
That's a big car.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
good driver.
Why are you smiling? Like he's fucking got his. He's all blushing. Look at his forehead.
Yeah, that was a good
he's
time.
Thinking, he's
like
thinking back.
Back.
Yeah,
go back in the '80s, man.
You put some Bon Jovi on.
You can wear your luscious locks again. Out there with your fucking hairy chest and shit.
Why are you thinking about me on prom night? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Where were you back
we're
then?
Asking you about what I had a prom night. Talking about me in the '80s with my hairy chest.
You talk about me now. You want my arms? I want your hairy chest. I don't know. Yeah. I think they were just, it was a good time in high school.
I had a good time in high school, huh?
I like the '80s. I mean, I like that time. You know, you look back and you're just like, yeah, you know, I did. It's, you know, you miss it now.
Don't you see Sunday Jeff as being like soft spoken and kind of like. Not really the center of attention in high school?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I would give my left nut to hang out with Sunday Jeff in the '80s. I bet you it would have been a fun time.
I hung out with everybody though. You know how like when we went to school you had groups. You have your burnouts, your jocks and everything else like that. It's like I hung out with everybody. I didn't care. I mean it's just like, you know, I had friends in this group. I was just like I would have loved to have
hung out with Sunday Jeff and fucking and tore up the fucking town, you know.
Yeah.
Come with me to prom. Well, yeah.
Which group did you most closely align with?
I was the jocks, just like the neutral. I had a couple of friends.
Neutral. But I was just saying, Switzerland.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you went to school though, you hung out with your, you know, what I'm
metalheads.
Yeah. Okay. Metalheads, potheads, whatever you want to call them.
Metalheads.
You know, but right. You had your. There's all different groups back then, so. You know, I had a couple of friends that were, you know, like I never smoked pot, but I had friends that did it, you know, and I had regular friends that were very smart, you know, your brains, geniuses.
You hung out with the nerds
There's a couple people. But, I mean, they didn't act like nerds, but I'm just saying they were just, you know, they're not walking around with tape on their glasses and shit.
Where do you think – were you, you know, where'd you fall in? What did you most closely
– I'm in no man's land. That's what I was in.
You have – nothing has changed.
I was just like Kane. I walk by myself, you know?
You fall under no category. When
that's
I
good,
to describe
right?
You, I'm like,
that's good.
He's undescribable.
That's good, I guess. Undescribable, I'll take. I don't mind undescribable.
Let's see here. Yeah, so she's going to the prom. She's got a special ride that I'm not going to reveal until.
How come? I know who it is.
You know who it is?
Yeah.
I just think it'll be cool to reveal it on Instagram. People will see, you know, make a little video of it and stuff. Maybe they won't be excited. I don't know. I'm just not going to reveal it. So everybody's on the edge of their seat now until next week.
Got a showman over here.
Yeah. Trying to do anything to get people excited.
So she's excited to go?
Yeah, she's very excited to go. Like I said, she's dress shopping today. She just got a dress for a homecoming that I was like,
she ain't cheap, man.
She can't wear that one? Yeah, I guess that's not something that girls do is wear the same dress to a prom and a homecoming.
Yeah, they are not cheap, some of these prom dresses.
Yeah, like Mary Beth said that when she went, her parents spent like – or her mother – her father didn't know about it, but her mother spent like $1,500 on a
prom
dress.
Not that much.
Yeah, that's fucking
crazy.
It was
crazy. At least like $400.
I was like, fuck that shit.
Bonkers, yeah.
Yeah, that's nuts.
For something you're probably going to wear once.
And she did wear once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like once. I mean, it's a beautiful dress.
She still has it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't get it to a seamstress and kind of –
let it out for Sage?
Yeah. Or let it – whatever. Take it
out. I don't think so. Like if you saw Mary Beth in high school, it would have needed a lot of letting out. Sage is pretty big these days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's grown. She's a big gal. But yeah, that's next week. So I'll report back. Have you heard this new Kanye song, Sunday?
No.
You're not going to listen to it, huh?
No. I'll listen to it if you have it.
I don't have it. I couldn't find it. I looked on Twitter.
Now, it really is an indication of just how fucking out of whack the world is.
That he's allowed to put this up?
Well, no, not that he's allowed to, but that he puts it out and there are some people who are mad that it's not available everywhere. It's a song about Hitler.
Got it.
And we make jokes about, you know, like, oh, Hitler was the fourth member, the unofficial fourth member, but
they're jokes.
They're jokes. This shit now is getting real weird, and the amount of
– is it anti-Hitler song?
Or is it for
Hitler song?
It's called Hail Hitler. So
it's absolutely bonkers what's going on in the world today. Like, I don't understand how this shit has flipped where people now are like defending Hitler and writing songs. Yeah. It's bonkers.
You're at an age where you think you can do no wrong. You can't say no wrong, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, this is a fucking – this is a laugh. A Reddit spokesman said the platform would remove uploads of the song and posts celebrating the message. Hate and anti-Semitism have absolutely no place on Reddit. That's all Reddit is fucking hate. Are you fucking kidding me?
Especially that TSD Cares forum.
Yeah, I know. Why don't they get on that fucking subreddit, man? Take down some of those
messages.
Struck
a nerve with you all of a sudden.
Jesus Christ, yeah. It says on Facebook, NBC News found over a dozen re-uploads of Heil Hitler music video. I don't get it. Ye was able to briefly upload the song to the popular music services, Spotify and SoundCloud, before they were taken down. Spotify didn't respond to the outreach, but appears to have removed the song.
But why?
Because it's glorifying Nazis.
But I'm saying, what are you getting out of it? What's your purpose?
It's like I said, the world is not going in the right direction at this moment, and it's scary.
We're in trouble, bro.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I find myself not wanting to leave TSD Town because the real world is fucking gross.
TSD Town got their own problems.
we got problems.
Not like those.
But not like that.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Some experts say these companies are not acting or responding fast enough and doing enough to prevent the posting of hateful content. Should you be able to post hateful content? I guess it's a private company, so you can say, you know, whether you want it there or not. I mean, it doesn't do any good. You know?
I mean, not that the guy needs any money, but it's just like you figure, I mean, what's the risk? I mean, you can have record labels drop you. It's just, obviously doesn't care. Does not care at all.
Does not
at this
care.
Point.
I don't think the world and record labels are a thing of the, are dinosaurs at this point, record labels and artists.
But, you know, if you do like, if you endorse clothing or whatever, I mean, any, but, it doesn't matter just like music. I would think with anything, they drop.
Believe me, his, you know, his bank account has been dramatically affected by his absolutely
obviously
abhorrent
doesn't care,
behavior.
Though. So well, maybe there's something wrong with his.
He's mentally ill.
Yes.
Kanye?
Yeah.
There's oh, yeah, for sure.
Something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's, they're calling on him to remove, on X to remove West from its platform because I guess it's still up on X. Which is like if you're Elon Musk and you already have that Hitler thing, that Hitler association, you should leap to take that off.
Yeah, that should
and,
be, yeah,
and be
get
like,
some
no, 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 just
that.
To show you guys.
Yeah. That wasn't not true.
Right.
I don't know.
But yeah, I haven't heard the song either Sunday. I don't know.
Apparently can't.
Can't hear it. You gotta buy it, I guess, but I don't know. Oh yeah. Said SoundCloud sent an email that the audio streaming platform had taken steps to remove nearly 400 versions of the song. What? So I guess they just keep re-uploading it. And they have to figure out like how to use AI to like identify it and take it down whenever somebody puts it back up.
Strange times, brother.
Strange times, Sunday. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it.
I got good news.
All right.
My daughter had her baby. Yeah. It's a week old today.
All right, that was my final thing. The biggest news of the week. That was my final. That was my final.
Oh,
note.
I ruined it.
A little
I know
bit.
You're a bit of a showman today.
A little bit. Yeah.
Grandpa Flanagan.
You're keeping the secret of what Sage is driving to prom in.
Yeah.
So.
I figure if I could stretch out long enough, then we could have a nice bowl to talk about.
Baby Oliver came into the world last week, and it's been awesome because they're staying with us.
They came back down to
it originally wasn't the plan, but it just worked out better. And It's just nice. It's like, it is a massive full house now, but it's
they're there permanently. It's awesome now. They're not going back.
I told my wife, I was like, man, this is probably the last time everybody will be under the same roof. So let's enjoy this, because just a few years ago, nobody was under the roof. It was just me and my wife.
Empty nest.
And now they all came back and they're all there for however long this lasts. It probably won't be that long, but it's pretty fucking cool. I was like watching the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I mean, the other daughter, your other daughter's gone too?
She was a couple of years ago. She moved, and then but she's come back now. So everybody's back home now, both my girls and
how much
now
do you
the
love
baby.
That?
And, oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I bet.
Awesome. I was watching the game last night feeding the baby. It's,
does it come right back?
I wanted to see a video of that.
Oh, yeah. Where's my phone? But yeah. I don't have a video, but I got photos. And, like, I was just watching the game and just holding them. It was just fucking – it's just
– yeah, it's a weird
it's the
stage.
Best thing, man. It's just –
it's I bet it's not something like I don't know what it's like to like hold my own kid. I certainly won't know what it's like to hold my own grandchild. So it's like it's not something I feel like you can really express in words.
It's hard. Just,
It's pure. Like they have the smell to them. Like it's like a pure smell. It's just like it's crazy.
You see the TV in the background? I was like, this is the Stanley Cup playoffs. One day, our team, the Devils, will win it and we'll celebrate together. I was telling them.
It would be
spit up on you.
Now, what happens if, like, you know, ever since? Well, it's not the season right now, right? They're out of the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Oh, in the background, it's the playoffs right now. Okay. Yeah. Had he been born before the playoffs, and like you know, the same thing happened. He came down to the house, and then they just started winning.
With the Devils?
Yeah, and they're like, well, we got to bring him back sometime.
Oh, I'll be like,
he's the lucky charm.
Or the baby's crying and he can't hear the TV.
Yeah.
I put sugar in their car tank, their gas tank.
Anybody got some rum?
Got a nice head of hair, that kid.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
A lot of hair. A
massive set of hair, but it's hard to describe, like, when you, like last night, he's on this schedule. Where he has to eat every 3 hours. So I'm like, I'm up.
And oh, so you're actually a benefit, your help.
Well, no, they
because
haven't
you're,
been,
that's your,
they,
your
they
hours.
Want to do it. They want to, so they're taking care of it. But the baby, so I'm timing it. Like if I haven't heard him like make a sound, I'm getting all panicked. I'm like, I'm ready to like wake everybody up and be like, can we just check, make sure he's okay? Because, you know, it's been 3 hours. I haven't heard a peep from him. And then of course,
it's called sleeping.
Yeah, of course. I was wrong. I shouldn't have woke everybody up. And,
right.
But just to check and see if it was, because it was just sleeping.
Yeah, it's just crazy how like if you're holding, you know, your grandson and it's just like, how long ago was your own kids? It's just
oh,
it feels like it's
time.
It doesn't feel that way though.
No,
I mean, it's
does,
just like
it
my daughter just
back.
Finished her first year of college. So I mean, it's just like it just goes like this.
20 years ago, yeah, you're here.
Just goes.
Yeah,
it's crazy how fast it goes by.
It does. Yeah, but to have them all home is that's a awesome little gift. Like it's not going to last. You know, who knows how long they'll be here? But hopefully, it's. They're here for a while, maybe till June.
Well, I'm sure your wife wants to spend some time with her, you know.
Yeah.
Need some
and,
help
and
too,
you know, and like, you know. It's scary, you know. My daughter has never been around a little kid. So it's like, now you're just thrown into the fire. Here, here's a, take care of this
here's
little
a baby,
baby.
Something you have no experience
like,
in.
Did you hear that sound? You're supposed to do that? It's like, it's like, how can we go to sleep? How can this? It's like, you're calling the doctor. Everything. Well, it's just like, they don't come with owner's manuals. It's just like, this is all new. It's just like, it's, what they're doing is normal. So it's just like, you know, it's all relative at that when you first have your first child like that.
Yeah, it just takes a little time to get confidence and
because you just don't know. It's like, are they eating enough? Are they doing this? Like, you know, it's like,
oh, he eats good. He doesn't spit up either. He hasn't spit up once.
Keeps it down.
That's no Flanagan.
He threw up when he was born. Want some chicken? It's funny.
Mm. Yeah. I don't really have that. Like I said, I don't really have that much.
I got
week.
Something here. I pulled up something. I dusted it off years ago. I came up with something for the Sunday Jeff show that I never really
– never saw the light of day?
Never saw the light of day, so I thought maybe we could try a little bit of it here. It's a very small sample of a game I called Sunday Snopes. Did you ever hear of Snopes where debunk shit?
Mm-hmm.
So I have some of the rumors that were flying around when we were younger. Some about celebrities. I want to see if you both you guys could tackle it seriously, and how would you debunk it if I said you must debunk this? What are the first things that leap to mind to debunk this rumor? And the first rumor is Rod Stewart.
Oh, there we go.
You know what it was, Sonny?
Yeah,
what
with the soccer team, sucking off the soccer team.
Okay, now it's changed. The initial rumor was Rod Stewart had to have his stomach pumped after ingesting too much semen because he allegedly blew 9 sailors, not soccer players, and ingested anywhere from a gallon to a pint of ejaculate.
Is he sucking off elephants?
A gallon would be a lot for 10 sailors.
All right, well, here we go.
10 soccer guys?
Well, like, okay, so if you had to debunk that, what's the first thing that leaps to mind? You're like, well, you know it can't be true because blank.
Just because of what you said, gallons worth of worth of semen there. I mean, it's like chugging it down.
Well, maybe these sailors have been at sea for a while.
I don't care how long they've been at sea.
First day of leave.
You ain't shooting off a gallon, bro.
But yeah.
You're not shooting off a gallon. I don't care if you got 9 of them. You ain't shooting off a gallon.
If you got 9 of them, you might come close to a pint.
Well, it's a gallon.
He said a gallon.
Is from a gallon to a pint of ejaculate. But Sunday, your debunk theory is it has to be false because nobody would be able to have that much. Just 9 men.
That much jizz?
Couldn't.
That much action?
Couldn't produce that much.
Fucking Peter North couldn't even do that. Look up Peter North. You know,
I don't know who that is. Is that a football player?
He's a well-known porn star for blowing giant wads and shit.
He might be able.
You're upset that I don't know who he is.
I'm saying if you had 9 of him, if you had 9 of him, it was true.
Okay. Bri, what is your first thing that leaps to mind if you're like, it can't be true because.
I would feel like because the stomach acid would break down the proteins immediately and you wouldn't be able to pump anything out. Like there just wouldn't be anything in there. It would just be all stomach acid mixed up with whatever.
See, I'm surprised that you don't immediately just leave to mind. It's like, well, it's not poisonous. Why does he need to have his stomach pumped? Right?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah. Yeah, he's just like rushed into the emergency room. He's like, I swallowed cum.
Yeah, what doctor's going to be like, okay, he's in an emergency gurney. Bring him into that room. Stat, we got to pump his stomach. He's full of jizz.
That's a really good point. After hearing that since 5th grade, not once has it occurred to me, like, why would they pump his stomach? He obviously wanted it.
Do you guys want to know the origin? We could finally pull back the curtain and you guys will find out where this rumor started.
No, I do not.
It is fucking interesting as hell. Stewart says the story all started from a disgruntled publicist, Tony Toon. That's his real name, Tony Toon. Stewart had fired him. Stewart fed the press a story in which, as a consequence of having an evening spent orally servicing a gang of sailors in a gay bar in San Diego, Rod had to be rushed to the hospital to have his stomach pumped. Stewart continues, I have never orally pleasured even a solitary sailor, and I have never had my stomach pumped, either of naval issue semen or any kind of semen.
At least he has a good sense of humor about it.
God, he's been dealing with it since the 70s.
I think by this time, though, I mean, it's just got to be well.
I'm telling you, I don't care. If I've been dealing with a rumor of that kind of nature for decades, I don't know if I could be this.
The cavalier of that. Yeah.
Especially if he does like a concert on an aircraft carrier.
Now, he was apparently fired because Stewart found him doing something. He walked in on him doing something illegal with, I guess at the time in some states, I think he was the one may have been ingesting some semen.
Really?
Yeah.
Some sodomy. Really?
Yeah. So he kind of flipped the tables on Rod.
Mind if I join in? Have I told you lately that
so
I love
have you.
You
guys have never wondered that, like where that came from?
No, it's so old at this point. I mean,
it's what's weird. It's like it's one of those word of mouth things. It was pre-internet, so for us to hear that as kids, how far did that have to travel?
Like his Sunday didn't live next to us, and he heard it.
Yeah.
All right, I have another one. Sunday, what's the rumor about Richard Gere?
This I don't know.
You've never heard
really?
This?
No.
Wow.
Well, maybe okay. If you tell
Bri,
me what
what's
is.
The rumor?
That he pleasured himself by putting a hamster up his ass.
That I have not heard.
And then he had to go to the emergency room, much like Rod. Who would you take first if you're the doctor, Rod or Richard Gere?
I think Richard Gere is probably more of the urgent care, because he'll start gnawing his way out of the side of his fucking pelvis or something.
All right, Rod, my chart here says you just have a pint of semen, so the other guy's, we're going to take Richard first.
The other guy's bleeding from his anus, and he's starting to chew through a...
So Gere was said to have arrived at the ER complaining of rectal bleeding. He was too embarrassed to provide an accurate history, but provides the examining doctor a clue. There might be something stuck in my rear end. The examination reveals a non-tender abdomen, but a rectal exam shows blood coming from his anus.
Something bit me.
Mm-hmm.
Speculum exam reveals bloody stool and a dead gerbil. Apparently, though, the cardboard tubing from a paper towel roll was used, and the rodent had been forced into his rectum. Once the animal was in, the tube was pulled out, thus... That was the big mistake.
Yeah.
You don't pull the tube out until you get the gerbil out.
Oh, you think? cut off his exit.
Kay, how would you debunk this one, Sunday?
I just don't know why it's even possible. Why even – like I've heard this like that kind of stuff that people do this kind of stuff.
Those kind of people.
Well, any kind of people. Just regardless, who would do such a thing? Who would ever do such a thing?
Now, Sunday, you are absolutely on the right track with your debunking theory. But let's hear Bryce. How would you debunk this one?
I would debunk it by saying that unless there are medical records of that Richard Gere can prove that it didn't happen, I think it happened.
You're not debunking it.
No,
then.
I'm not going to debunk it.
But Sunday's on the right road to debunking it, because to this day in 2025, there has never been any documented proof that this activity with a gerbil is popular
in that community.
In that community.
But even in any community. But I'm saying, why would you – what would be pleasurable about it?
Well, you don't know. There's tons of instances of like guys going to the ER with like light bulbs up their asses,
right? But you're talking about an animal that's alive, but you're putting them now in an area that they're sharp. They got teeth,
but they're on drugs. These guys are on drugs.
You're on drugs, man. This thing is tearing you up like a fucking Wolverine inside. It's just
no, gerbils are cute. I used to have one in a ball,
not up your ass.
No, but I don't know. I wouldn't. I automatically think it would go fucking Wolverine immediately.
You're putting it in a it's like
it would smother it, wouldn't it?
It just it's trying to survive now. There's no oxygen. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, why would anybody?
But yeah, that's one of the big reasons that most people shouldn't have believed it, because this is not a practice that was ever really proven to be prevalent.
Right.
But you want to know the origin? This is going to blow your mind. This is why it's called Sunday Snopes.
You sure we didn't do this?
You would remember this, Sunday, right?
Richard Gere, I thought we did one with the
When I
the
tell
Rod
you
story.
How this rumor came to be, you're going to be like, holy fuck, because it started by a very famous person, another famous actor. During production on 1974's drama, The Lords of Flatbush, the cast took a lunch break. And it almost descended into violence when Richard Gere spilled his food on Sly Stallone's brand new trousers.
Yo.
This caused
– What's with the hamster?
This caused a simmering disdain from Stallone towards Gere. Gere pointed the finger at Stallone because the director then fired Richard Gere from The Lords of Flatbush. Because they just couldn't get along, and he was afraid they were going to have an actual throwdown.
Hmm.
Stallone has known for years that Gere thinks that he's the culprit, but he said with a smile, much like Sunday smile when we talked about prom earlier, a devilish smile. It wasn't me.
Really?
Yeah, but like he doesn't. It really sounds like
it sounds like it was him.
Though. Yeah, he's the culprit.
What a weird thing to make up.
Oh, yeah. And then for it to fucking literally go around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you can go like you can go down to Ethiopia. I bet you could ask kids, what's the Richard Gere rumor?
As long as Sunday's not down there. He's the one guy who doesn't know.
I didn't even know he was even going to be in that movie, Richard Gere.
Well, he got fired before it came out. He wasn't able to finish production. I think Henry Winkler then joined the cast, and that led to Fonzie. So without that rumor,
we might not have Fonzie.
Without the Richard Gere gerbil rumor, we might not have never known Henry Winkler as Fonzie. What might have been? Thank God.
I know.
Thank God.
Thank God for the gerbil.
That heinous rumor that cost Gere probably millions in lost roles.
Thank you, Sly.
And I have one more. Because like I said, I only had three because I never really fleshed this segment out. You've had to heard this one, but I'm going to ask. What's the rumor about Gene Simmons? What was the big rock rumor?
Oh, the cow tongue?
Yes. Gene Simmons had his tongue surgically lengthened with a cow tongue graft. You heard that, Brian?
I've never heard that, no.
Okay. Well, you guys just flip-flopped.
Well, I mean, you were never really a Kiss fan though, right?
Not really, but I mean, still, I do hear things. I'm surprised that – so he had his tongue lengthened
by
a medical procedure.
With a bovine tongue.
With a bovine tongue, right. Okay.
Now, how would you debunk this? What would you think would be the biggest reason why you shouldn't believe this?
There's just no way you'd be able to do something like that.
Why?
It's just – I mean, a cow's tongue is like the width of his face.
It's
10 times bigger than what a human tongue would be and would look so awkward. He'd be walking around like fucking Jar Jar Binks.
Well, that's also if it took, because like there's a lot of times where people get like, you know, their own body rejects like, you know, their own thumb something, let alone a bovine tongue. It's just like some foreign object is now sewn to your tongue.
Thank you, guys. It takes me to fucking actually make me sit here and be like, dude, fucking think it through for a second, because both of you are like,
it could be done.
It takes someone to stand over and literally be like, think about it.
I got Teddy's tongue now.
The origin of the Gene Simmons bovine tongue, it is unknown to this day who started this rumor. But to debunk it, think of this. The average cow tongue is roughly 19.2 times larger than a human's.
He'd be licking his – you know what? He might enjoy that, I guess, if it was 19 inches longer.
So Gene's skull and mouth would have to have been enlarged to carry the average bovine tongue, which can weigh up to 3 pounds. In comparison, a human tongue weighs in at just under 2.5 ounces. And what doctor is agreeing to perform this operation?
Today?
Yeah, today.
There might be.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're always doing like Brazilian butt lifts in other countries and apartments in the Bronx.
I still think that you're going to have to search far and wide for the one doctor.
That's like a Dr. Mengele type guy.
Yes.
Honduras surgery.
So again, though, like if as kids, if we had just sat there for a second and just really – just thought about it for a second or two.
Yeah, you weren't thinking
instead of being like,
that.
Did you hear this?
It's true. the Ozzy rumor, but I mean, it's
what
true.
What was the Ozzy? The bat?
I mean, it's true, but it's not. I mean, it's – he did, but he thought it was –
explain to listeners what the Ozzy rumor is.
That somebody threw a bat up on stage.
And Ozzy thought it was a rubber bat,
but it was actually a real bat. So,
yeah.
But I mean, so it's true, but
he had to get all the
rabies
shots in his belly and everything.
I can't take it no more. He's fucking sticking me with all these fucking needles.
Yeah, I thought this could have been a good segment for the Sunday Jeff Show, but I searched Sunday ideas on my phone. And this one was all the way back to 2019 and had been sitting there unused. And we got to use it today.
6 years.
Yeah.
6 years in the making.
Breaking out the vault stuff now.
Yeah.
Comes down to that.
Yeah.
That magazines. What else we got
catalogs
on the floor here?
Oh, look. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. You got anything, Sunday?
I got nothing. I got nothing else.
All right, well, tell them, Steve Dave, then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.